think we had 23 different countries represented on this show across the board. It's just very much a very deep cultural experience, actually, for everybody. And you go into the cafeteria and you're going to hear seven or eight different languages around you all the time. It becomes a way of life.
That's Roger Hewitt, and I'm Dan Skinner. This is Conversations. Roger Hewitt is a musician, conductor, and composer. He joins us to talk about his role as musical director with Cirque du Soleil's production of Corteo. The production is being performed at the Kansas Expo Center in Topeka, April 18th through the 21st. Roger, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much indeed. It's a pleasure to be here.
This is another in a long series of shows done by Cirque du Soleil. This is Corteo. Describe the show for us. What is the show about?
Corteo is one of the shows that has a really, really strong storyline going through it. The lead character is called Amaro. He's a clown in his life, and he's having this dream about his funeral, if you like, which sounds a little bit of a somber sort of subject, but in fact, a celebration of his life. He's just reflecting on everything. There's lots of people from his past that come to visit him, and it's really much very much a celebration of his life.
Now, I understand the word Corteo is Italian. What does that mean in relation to this show?
That's right. It actually means procession. It's a bit like cortege. It's like a funeral procession. So that's basically the theme that goes throughout the show.
So tell me about how you became involved with this production.
I became involved in this production actually by chance. I knew the composer. They had been through a couple of composer ideas first, but those particular composers were moved to a different production. And the one that got selected for this, his name was Philippe Leduc. He was a film composer in Montreal. And he was looking for somebody to work with him in putting together the band and taking care of the arrangements for this production. So I got this call pretty much out of the blue, actually, and sort of like, would you like to come on board? And because it was a new production, I was rather tempted by the idea there because it means you get to, as a musical director, you get to leave your stamp a little bit more on the show. So that was quite an opportunity.
As the musical director and leader of the band, I'm curious about the challenges you had to face in working out all the timing between the music and the choreography.
Yes, that's always a good point, especially at the beginning, actually, because every show has its own way of working these things in. It's funny, actually, there's no like precedent that's been set across the board for Cirque shows. Everyone is slightly different. In our particular case, we decided in the first place that we would not be using so much of the pre-recorded tracks that were being used on several Cirque shows before and since, that we would actually play more live. So it gives us the flexibility to still be able to do pretty much what we want in the way of making the music mold around seamlessly the act, which was a wonderful privilege for us, actually, as musicians. We get to actually play more. Initially, the acts were put together with artistic direction under the director, Daniele Finzi-Pasca, who would decide on what the acts were going to be and roughly how they were going to look. He would collaborate with the composer, and then that information would trickle down to us so we could actually shape the music to fit in with the acts.
You know, it seems to me with a live performance, even though it's very well rehearsed, that anything can happen which might change the timing of the music cues.
Yeah.
Is that
anything
one of the
and does.
Yeah. Is that one of the advantages of having live musicians?
Oh, absolutely, yes. The beauty and what keeps the interest there is it does. It's very organic. It moves around all the time. It could be something from a juggler dropping a club or something more serious where somebody falls off onto the net and they need to climb back up to where they were. So the music has to go follow that sort of action as if it's just part of the show, whatever, you know, even though the audience knows it isn't, but we can shape that. And by doing this live, I actually get the chance to just sometimes even just like call out certain chords in a sequence and the band follows because they can see what's going on in any case. Now, we're all very alert.
Well, it seems like this would be a challenge for everyone involved with the production.
Yes.
Of course,
yeah.
Including the musicians, because you're traveling, you're working in multiple countries and dealing with multiple languages.
Yes, indeed, yes. We have an international band, in fact. We're Canadian-American. We have a girl from Belgium. And the drummer percussionist is from Brazil. English is the main language across the board here. And even though we're surrounded by, I think we had 23 different countries represented on this show across the board. It's just very much a very deep cultural experience, actually, for everybody. You go into the cafeteria and you're going to hear seven or eight different languages around you all the time. It becomes a way of life.
Well, my next question was going to be, and you answered it in part, but I was just curious what this whole experience has been like for you as part of a traveling production.
Yes, we've seen very, very many countries. I think this particular segment, now being an arena tour, is sadly we don't get to experience so much because it's so very, very fast moving. But right now we're traveling across North America. We have been doing that now for just over a year. So we're getting to see certainly this beautiful country. Right now we're in Albuquerque. You know, wherever we go, we get at least 2 or 3 days off where we can sample a little bit of local culture. When we were in the big top in the tent, it was a little bit easier to actually live the experience a bit more, especially when we were traveling across Europe, which would be starting later on in the year. But it's certainly very much an eye-opener to be able to see the world the way we have.
Roger, thank you very much for talking with me today.
You're very, very welcome. My pleasure.
Roger Hewitt is the musical director with Cirque du Soleil's production of Corteo. The production is being performed at the Kansas Expo Center in Topeka, April 18th through the 21st. You'll find more interviews on a wide variety of topics at kansaspublicradio.org/conversations. You can use the KPR app to listen on your phone or tablet, and you can sign up for the Conversations podcast on iTunes. Conversations is a production of Kansas Public Radio. I'm Dan Skinner. Thanks for listening.